It's The Rendezvous with Simon Marcel.
Bonjour, bonsoir, good evening, I'm Simon Marcel. Welcome to The Rendezvous. I talk about love, I talk about romance, I get your love story. Any questions you have for me, call me 855-905-8255.
I wanna follow where she goes.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
I kind of need some advice. I went on this great date. I met him online and on a dating app, and the conversation was amazing right from the beginning. We talked for hours, and then after that, he suggested that we go to an ice cream parlor and have dessert. And then at the end, he went in for a kiss, and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So before we departed, he was like, well, let's do this again soon. I'd love to spend more time with you. And now it's been over a week, and I haven't heard from him. And so I just don't know what to do.
Whenever in the past you liked a dude, how long it took you to know if you liked him?
You know, I think it depends. I don't fall really quickly.
But in your heart, in your intuition, you feel the romance is there or not. You might have a great 8-hour date and kiss, but you know, like, usually it doesn't take 8 hours to kind of like somebody. So my point is, if it took 8 hours, which is a very beautiful long time, but it's a very long time, and he hasn't called back after that, do you think he's interested in seeing you again?
Oh, wow. I didn't look at it like that. Maybe not.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes with stars and we're beautiful.
How long do you think it's okay to wait after a great first date to hear back from that person? I say 3 days to the max. That's my rule. After 3 days, I'm like, you know, if I reach out to a girl and she doesn't answer after 3 days, I just go in a different mode, defensive or distance. Now, you want to know how long it takes me after a great first date to reach out to the girl I had the date with? Same day. If I have a great date with you, great dinner, great concert, great whatever, I'm going to tell you, listen, I'm so happy we've had this time together. Can we go out again this week? Straight to the point.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back.
Tune to The Rendezvous with Simon Marcel.
Bonjour Sheila, welcome to The Rendezvous. I know by my screener that you have a beautiful love story to share with us.
I do have a beautiful love story.
I want to hear
Recently, I was on a flight and I'm sitting next to this really cute older guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we end up having a conversation. The flight attendant gave us a couple of glasses of wine. So we're having a good time. By the end of the flight, I tell him I have a layover in Boston that's 5 hours to go to my next destination. And he told me there was no way that I was staying in the airport and that he was going to put me up in a hotel free of charge. He wanted nothing in return. He takes me to the hotel and he never came to the room. He never wanted anything in return. But the only concern is that he's married. but I do think that he's amazing and he's responding and we're kind of floating. I just don't know what to do.
Do you see the word affair in the shadow of this? Basically, right? I mean, how smart of him to make you feel so safe, then tell you he's married, and then at the end you think, oh, what a nice gentleman. Now, here's what he wants from you. He wants to be close to you for you to become his mistress. And it's a very smart plan for you to accept the unacceptable.
Something must have gone wrong in my brain.
Just by hitting you, I know I'll never, ever, ever be the same.
You know I'm French. Français-Américain, French-American. I want to tell you how it works, really, because there's an expression in France that describes this lifestyle of having lovers and mistresses. It's called living on the back street, meaning that some people in France have chosen to be the other person, the one in the shadow, the lovers and sometimes the best friend, and not just for a month or a year, for 40 or 50 years. There's another thing that it's big, big difference when it comes to relationships and lifestyle. It's called the 5-7. You don't know what 5-7 is, le 5 à 7? I'm going to explain that to you next. Stay with me.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
If it's meant to be,
parlez-vous français? Do you speak French? Have you been to Paris? Do you understand the French culture? In France, where I'm from, there is something called le 5 à 7, the 5 to 7 p.m. How do you call this here? Happy hours. What do you do during happy hours? You go have a drink with friends. What do the French people do? Meet their mistresses and lovers all over the place. Two different ways to spend your 5 to 7. It's so famous in France, there's movies about it. 5 to 7, that's when everybody meets before to go home. I know it's different, and I'm not saying that's the right way or the bad way. It's just the way it goes back in Paris.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours.
I received a very, very nice email from one of our listeners, Holly. And here's what she said. Bonjour, Simon. About a year and a half ago, I called you because I was having trouble keeping men's interest. You advised that I stop doing all the work and let them chase me instead. Not too long after that, I let one do just that. We dated for a while before moving in together, and on Saturday, he proposed. I just wanted to let you know and to thank you for your help. Holly, thank you for calling the show. Thank you for listening to The Rendezvous, and thank you for the email you sent at therendezvousshow.com.
It's The Rendezvous with Simon Marcel.